All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to this week's episode of the I Love Changing Lives podcast. And I am a day later than I normally like to be with this show, but my beautiful wife and I decided to get a bout of Mexican gastro yesterday, which was not fun at all. So I'm feeling better. She's actually still out for the count at the moment in bed. But I didn't want to miss the opportunity to dive into this topic because I've had a lot of conversations with clients around this subject recently. And over the weekend, I actually broke down a process that I've shared with my clients, with scripts and everything, to help them get better at making sure that this process is congruent all the way through their sales process and how they onboard people into their business. Now, before I lose you with too much jargon, the number one thing I want to talk about today is how to separate your program from the competition. And what elements, what key factors, what things do you need to include, be aware of, and do very well to instantly separate your program, perhaps your product, and even your service from your competition, or even just provide things at a level that's going to blow your clients' minds and make sure that the buying decision that they made was the best decision they could have made and something that they feel great about and start sharing and referring a lot of people to your business. Now, getting into that, you might want a pen and paper out for this episode, purely because we're going to dive into a few things that, at least from a sales psychological standpoint, from a process standpoint, you might want to have these things there as sort of a guide to go back to. Otherwise, as always, you're welcome to revisit this episode as many times as you want. Now, the first point I'm going to talk about is the integrity of your process. Now, what does that really mean? What that really means, especially if we're looking at how you're bringing people into your program, all right, or into your business, whatever it is for you. When people see your marketing message, when they see a Facebook ad, a YouTube ad, a video ad, a flyer, a gift card, whatever it is that you have out in the world to bring people into your programs, right? Whatever marketing you're putting out there, what does your message say? And is the message that you're putting out there, is the offer that you're putting out there in line with the same things that you tell people within your business, with the same way you talk to the clients that you have, with the values that you have within your business, with the culture and the way that you talk about your solution and the things that people work through, right? Does that outside marketing messaging line up with your internal messaging? And is there integrity throughout the process in the way that what I see on your ad backs up what I see on your landing page or your sales page or your sales video, which backs up the types of questions that you ask me in your application form or that you ask me on the phone when you're getting in touch with me, that also backs up how you greet me for the sales presentation or on the sales call and the types of things that we discuss and what we get into and how you portray your solution to me. Is it all in line? Does it all match up? Are there any disconnects throughout the process? And then when I actually get into your product or your program or your service, are you delivering what it is that you said you would deliver in the manner that you said you would do it? And if anything, are you over-delivering on that? Are you making sure you're going above and beyond? Because if you're not, there's going to be a gap. There's going to be a disconnect. There's going to be something throughout that process that people aren't going to feel connected with, that they're going to feel doesn't quite line up and doesn't feel right. And what you've got to understand with so many different offers and solutions and marketing messages, right? Over 3,000 marketing messages a day is what the average person is exposed to. If there is a disconnect through any part of this process, it is going to affect your conversions. It's also going to affect how well people get into your program, how well they succeed in your program early on. It's going to dictate whether or not people are feeling good about the buying process, whether they stay all the way through the buying process and you get the highest conversion of sales that you possibly can. It also is going to help whether or not people are going to follow through on their micro commitments you're asking them to, right? From an opting into their email to maybe filling out an application to answering a phone call to showing up to an appointment to signing up to then making sure their first payment goes through. If they feel that everything is congruent, everything feels right, everything feels in line, there's integrity throughout the entire thing, they feel connected throughout the entire process, they are going to stick to their mini commitments throughout that entire process. Hopefully that makes sense to you, because to give you a clear example, it's very easy to promise something online. It's very easy to say that you're going to do something, that you're going to provide something, that somebody's going to get something, right? And I see it all the time. Hey, here's 5 steps to find out how you can grow your online seminars or grow your, fill your online workshops. And you download this guide and you read through it and it just doesn't deliver even one step. Or if the steps are there, they're so vague, they don't actually provide me with any real value. They don't really even share with me what you would normally share with your clients. They sort of brush over the conversation. And that might be a deliberate tactic for you because you don't want to give away too many of your secrets. But what I can tell you is that if I don't get value from that, if I don't connect with that, if there's not a sense of, hey, you have the integrity to provide what you told me you were going to provide, then I'm instantly not going to know, like, and trust you and want to move forward in the next commitment you're asking for, right? Which might be to get on a free training. It might be to get on a free call. It might be to turn up to an appointment. Whatever that is, you've already lost me. All right, so start looking at what you're putting out there. Have a look at your process and work out whether or not you have a level of congruency and integrity through every single step of that process. You know, I even get some follow-up text messages for things I've opted in for that let me know, hey, if you don't buy now, our prices are going up, so you don't want to miss out, right? But yet, I didn't even get to the next step in that commitment, and they're already telling me that I shouldn't miss out, and they're making it about price, which again, there's no integrity in that, right? Because they're just sending that blanket out to everybody. They're not sending it to me based on knowing whether I did or didn't take action at a certain level, right? They're just sending it out to me and making it about, hey, don't miss out on this offer, rather than, hey, is there anything I can do to help you? How's that for a message, right? It's a lot different than, hey, don't miss out on our price rise, which in all honesty is probably not even happening. So again, there's no integrity in that entire process. Point number two, all right? If you're looking at your program, really how to separate yourself from the competition, it's not hard if you focus on number one, do what you say you're going to do. Number two here is where you put your focus and your efforts. So many people, especially in the online coaching and consulting and even the product and program world, so much effort happens at the front end. So much effort happens around the offer and getting people to do something, to take some form of action, right? To get people to, you know, buy into this download or get on this training or book him for this call or register for this challenge or download this ebook, right? There's so much effort and attention attached to that. But yet on the back end, there's hardly any attention put to making sure that people actually turn up to what they want to turn up to, that they, you know, apply what you're providing them with, right? That they take action on what they are getting from you. And what I mean by that is that when you're looking at your program and you're looking at how to really make sure that you don't have to spend as much money as everybody else to attract even more clients than anyone else and charge more than anyone else. You have to look at what happens through every stage of your sales, marketing, and buying process. And when all of your efforts is on the front end, right? It's all about the offer. It's all about the next offer. It's all about the next program. It's all about all of the things that we're doing externally to get people into our business. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, right? You have to have that in order to grow. But you're not keeping an eye on every single step of that process. You're not tracking and testing whether or not you're getting the conversion rates that you want at every step of that process. Then realistically, it's like you're just throwing darts at a dartboard and hoping to get a good score. There's nothing strategic around it. There's nothing that you are doing well enough maybe to increase your back-end conversion rates. Like, I'll give you a great example. You know, you get 100 people that opt in for something, but you only get, you know, 10 people out of that 100 that actually go through and turn up on a sales call or turn up to an appointment or, you know, come in for a consultation or anything like that. You know, you're getting 10% of those people that actually do anything because you put all this effort to get them in there. And then once they're in that sales process and funnel, we follow them up with phone calls and text messages. And then if they do nothing, then that's it, right? We don't follow them up. They don't go into any long-term follow-up campaign. We're not doing what we can to nurture them throughout the process. We're not even educating them on perhaps why they need this or how this solution is going to help them solve some of the problems and symptoms that they've got. We're not putting any effort into that. It's all about the offer and getting them to take up the offer. And then it's about us converting them on the back end of that offer. Whereas if you actually look at each step of this process and what we're going to focus on this consultation, which is increasing the show up rate of your program, of your sales and marketing process. All right. If I put just as much effort, emphasis, and strategy around increasing the show up rate, around making sure that I don't end up with the 10% of the people that turn up for an appointment, I end up with 30, 40, 50%. I mean, some of my clients are getting 60 to 70% show up rates from cold traffic, right? That's people that they have no relationship with that took up an offer. 70% of those people are showing up for an appointment because they're focusing on doing these things I'm going to share with you as we move forward each of these points. It's one, initially starting by focusing on the rest of the process, and two, it's making sure that, one, I've got the data to even look at to work out whether or not it is a success. And we're going to talk about that in the last point today. So what I want you to think about, all right, is that at the moment, let's say you don't know your stats. Let's go find your stats. Go find that out. Work out right now what your conversion rate is of people who are, one, applying, all right, from your ads, two, they are booking an appointment or scheduling a call or doing anything like that, and then work out how many of those people are showing up. And if they're not showing up and they're rescheduling, work out what percentage of people are rescheduling and then what percentage of those reschedules are showing up. I know that sounds like a lot, but trust me, it's not that hard to do. And once you have that data, you're able to work out where the break is in your process, and then you're able to now start working through what I'm going to share with you to work out what part of the process needs the most attention or that you need to start tweaking your strategy and process around. All right? First part to look at in all of this is, are we giving people what they want, not what they need, right? Most people know they need to lose weight. Most people know they need to get in shape. Most people know they need to stretch. They need to be healthier. They need to eat well. But yet, why is 90% of the population not doing those things, right? It's because it's not necessarily in line with what they want. If you ask them what they want an instant solution. They want to press a button and presto, they're in the best shape and health of their life. That's what they want. And you've got to understand that I've got to get into the mind of my buyers. I've got to see what is it that ultimately they want. And of course, everybody wants an instant solution, but they also know nowadays, they're educated enough to know that that's not the case. It is enough sometimes to get them to tweak their interest, to inquire about something, right? You want 14-day rapid results. Ooh, I want that. Click. Opt in, okay? Now that they're there, how do we provide them with what they want so that they show up and they sign up, okay? And it comes down to looking at what you're going to provide on that call, in that consultation, in that meeting, in that prospectus, whatever it is that you do at your initial stage. What is it that they get? What is it that's in line with what they want that you're providing, right? We create all of these fancy features like, get this and get this and get this and we'll give you this and we'll give you this. I'm not saying that doesn't have a place, but are those features things that they want, or do they want a benefit? Do they want to know that if I come down to that appointment, I'm going to receive X, Y, and Z, and that's going to give me X, Y, and Z, right? Because ultimately, you've got to understand that it's an offer on its own. Having somebody come in or take the next step in your process is just as much as of an offer as it is on the front end. All right, we put all this emphasis on the front end offer, but how are we positioning the offer for them to come in? How are we positioning why there's value for them to take the next step to turn up? And what you'll find is that I guarantee most of you are falling short on this. I know most of my clients, when we look at this process, this is where they're falling short. And it's not because they don't care. It's just because they haven't put the same emphasis, thought, and focus into it. And things are changing, right? It used to be so easy to value stack perceived value. And what I mean by that, it's like stacking up multiple things that have a perceived value, one on top of the other. So, you know, get your goal and nutrition session, it's worth this much. Get your food plan worth this much. Get your free scan worth this much. Get, whatever it is, a movement screening valued at this much, right? Giving you a total value of $300 completely for free, right? Like it's easy. It used to be so easy to position that and for that to be enough. What I can tell you for a fact over the last 6 to 12 months is that's not working the same way it used to. And the main reason is people are blind to it. They're so blind to it because they see it everywhere, right? There's discount coupons for everything. Nothing nowadays is worth what it used to be, right? With online shopping, that's why a lot of people don't go to retail anymore, because they go online and they get retargeted and then they see that, hey, now this is on special and now buy 5 for $28, right? Versus they're normally $16 each. People have seen it. They're blind to it. They don't associate the same connection to the perceived value as they do to tangible value. And what do I mean by tangible value? I mean something of physical value to them. It can be a $20 gift card. It could be a t-shirt, a water bottle. It could be a model of what you're creating for them. It could be a program, a plan, a design, something that you actually created for them that you're giving them. It's tangible. They can feel it in their hand or they can take it and go use it. And I'll give you an example. One of the ideas that I'm floating around with a lot of the fitness professionals that I work with is that we are going to start attaching a dollar value. Like, hey, just for turning up for your consultation, I've got this $20 or $30 in my hand to give you the moment that you turn up. Right? And you can play with that with a gift card. Hey, here's $25 to go use at Whole Foods to get your food plan started the right way just for committing to your appointment and showing us that you're somebody that wants to take this journey seriously or to take the next step in your journey, right? Whatever you want. It's giving tangible value away to show them that, hey, I understand that you're busy. I understand that you got lots of different options out there. I understand that you're not sure if this is the right fit for you. So here's some of the perceived value that I'm going to provide you. Here's my agreement, which I'm going to get into in the next point, that I'm going to provide you with. But also for showing you me committed, here's the tangible value. Here's something we want to give you for showing us that you're an action taker. Trust me, it is something that you're going to see more and more and more. And you look at car dealerships, you look at real estate agents, you look at people that have been in the lead generating space forever. They do all of these little things. They give little cards away. They give free trips away. They give, you know, vouchers away. They have clients who come on board and, you know, here's 2 nights in Vegas for listening to our presentation, right? That's tangible. I can go and spend 2 nights in Vegas by coming and listening to your presentation. Am I likely to come and do that? Yes. Why do you think they attached it to it? Do they want me to come? If I don't come, do I have a chance of signing up? No. So they're giving me something of value, something tangible I can use to turn up, right? It's not rocket science, but again, you have to focus on it. You have to put something together that, yes, has a perceived value, but also that has a tangible value that gives them something for taking the next commitment in your process. Right? And if I can pay $20 in this day and age to guarantee somebody's going to turn up, and I look at how much it's costing me to go from getting a lead to getting them to fill out an application, for getting them on the phone or to get them to turn up, then to convert, if it's going to cost me, and I know it's going to cost me $20 to get somebody to turn up, I'm going to spend that $20 all day long, especially if that client's worth a minimum of $200, $300, $400, $500 to me. It's a no-brainer. The next part in this entire process, right? People need two things to make a buying decision. They need to see what's in it for them, which again comes back to us with the perceived value and the tangible value. But agreements also have to be made throughout the buying process. For me to make a buying decision, you need to make an agreement with them in terms of what you're going to provide, which for me comes back to the perceived value. These are the things that we're going to provide you with by turning up, right? We're going to go through your goal and nutrition. We're going to look at what's led you to get to where you are now. We're going to give you a movement screening. We're going to dive into, you know, your mindset or whatever it is based on the industry. And we're going to have a look at your funnel. We're going to have a look at what you've currently been providing your clients with and maybe what you've been missing, right? Whatever it is for you that you are going to do in that initial call, appointment, consult, right? Whatever that perceived value is, that's your agreement to them. And again, going back to point number one of having integrity of your process, if they turn up and you don't do that, you have lost them and created a disconnect straight away. Your chance of converting me, and even if you are an awesome salesman and you do convert me, the chance of me staying and feeling good about the buying decision are not going to be very high. So you got to make sure that what agreements that you commit to, that you let them know that you are providing them with, are in line with the integrity of your process. That's why it was point number one. The second part is you need to get them to agree to what they need to commit to during the buying process. For example, if you want to get access to my 10-step ebook, what you'll need to do now is go to this website. Once you get to that website, click below the video, click the buy now button. Once you click the buy now button, put in your name and email, go to your email to claim my ebook. All right, that's the agreement that I'm getting them to make throughout the process. If it was a sale agreement, right? If you go to this website and you look for this product and you put in this coupon code or this discount code, now you can get this product for X amount, right? For appointments, what I want them to do is to understand that, hey, first, please keep an eye and respond to any messages that are coming in. If you can please confirm with us as soon as possible that this is the time that is going to work best for you. And if you can't make that time, can you please let us know another time that will? And can you please commit as part of this process to coming in for the time that you've scheduled in? And if you can't make it again, can you please let us know as early as possible that you can reschedule? Right, I've made the agreement in terms of what I'm providing them with. I'm giving them perceived value around that, and I'm also giving them tangible value with the $20 example. Right, but then I'm also asking them to agree with me, right, through in the process to do the three things I mentioned before, right, which is respond to messages, be open to share what's led you to be here today, or be open to share your numbers or your financial docs, or open to share past funnels or designs, or again, whatever is applicable to your program and business. Your health, maybe send before and after photos, right? Be open to share that. And then also please be open to commit to, please agree to commit to this appointment time. By doing that, the level of commitment is a lot harder because now there is an agreement in place, right? You've agreed to provide certain things. They've agreed to do certain things. The level of commitment is much higher than most of us. All we ever do is just confirm a time. Okay, cool. You put up a couple of times. That's the time you can make. Great. I'll send you some follow-up messages. And if they don't reply, we keep following them up and then that's it. They never made an agreement throughout the process. And to make sure that you formalize that agreement, don't be afraid to say, hey, look, if this is something that you can't agree, then perhaps we're not the right program, or this isn't the right solution, or this isn't the right product for you. Right? Because we're looking for people who are willing to agree to the following things in order to commit to the process so that I can lock in your time, or I can book our call time, or I can register this, or I can provide you with that. You got to get that agreement. And the cool thing is that you can automate this, right? You don't even have to do it via phone. Would I recommend doing it via phone? For sure, because you can tell tonality, but I can also make that agreement in a thank you video, right? They can literally opt in, maybe fill out an application, go to a thank you video once they've filled that out, and I can explain to them, one, what I'm agreeing to provide them with, and two, what I need them to agree to before they hit that book now button, or before they hit, you know, confirm, yes, I agree, and when we call them to confirm that time or to book a time with them, we already know that they've taken that step. Have a think about your process, have a think about what you're doing, and have a think about how you're able to get those two things. Those two things are critical in any buying process and decision. Value and agreements. They need to know what's in it for them, and they need to know what you're agreeing to and what they need to agree to in order to make a buying decision, in order to make a commitment to the next step in the process. All right? So many of us think that we don't need to provide more, right? And that we can just set and forget. You know, we'll set up a funnel, we've got a follow-up system, we've got a couple of automated texts, we've got a couple of automated emails, I've got my salesperson getting onto this person, and that's it, right? We set it and then we forget it, right? We don't look at doing more throughout the process. We don't look at providing more. We don't look at how we can make every stage of the process a better experience, how we can position it to have more value, how we can look at almost creating every mini commitment as a micro offer, right? That there's something in it for them that, you know, they're having to, one, make a mini agreement, but they can also see the value in taking each of the next steps in doing more with you. All right, because ultimately for that, us, when we're looking at marketing, we're looking at bringing new people, new clients into our business. We have to look at nurturing them throughout that process, but also finding out who's ultimately committed to the process. And by getting them to do more, you're finding out who is more committed. You're also able to filter out who are going to be the types of clients that you do want to work with, who are going to be the types of clients that are going to pay you highly for what you do, who value what you do more because they have taken more steps throughout the process. They've shown they're more committed to going through this process with you, right? And the cool thing is, like I said before, you can automate this entire thing. You can automate and you can delegate, right? You can automate the process by creating a funnel that sends all the information through, and then you can delegate it. You can have somebody whose full-time job is just to do these calls. It's to screen people. It's to let them know what the perceived and the tangible value is. It's to get the agreement from them and also to provide our agreements to them. All right. And being able to automate and delegate to make sure that there is consistency throughout your process, that there's not some leads that get a phone call and that you make an agreement with versus there's other leads that I just sent on SMS and I never really got them on the phone, and then I wonder why they didn't turn up, or they booked themselves in for appointments and I didn't confirm, or I never heard back from any of my confirmation texts and then they just didn't show. All right, you've got to understand that for me to be able to achieve the same level of consistency so that I can dictate my results, I have to look at the best ways to do that. And by making it not relying on when you get it. So part of it is that it's an automated process, and then being able to eventually outsource and delegate it to somebody else. So again, it's not reliant on 3 or 4 or 5 multiple people or you getting to it around everything else you're doing. That one person, that's part of their job role, or that's part of their responsibility for your company, business, program, whatever it is. Cool. I hope you're following me throughout this entire process, because when you nail each of these steps, again, when you look at how you separate yourself from your competition, they're not interested in this. Right now, they're so focused on the front end. They're so focused on the next marketing tactic and shiny thing and different software and platform. And they're spending a lot of money to play the front end game. But trust me, the back end game, the conversion numbers between shows and signups is where you make your money. Right? I can have 1,000 leads, but if I'm still ending up with 10 or 20 signups versus getting 30 leads and ending up with 20 signups, I know which game I'd rather be playing ongoing, especially when I'm able to work out how to go from 30 leads to 100 and still maintain the high conversion rate. That's when you're going to see speed of growth, rapid growth. But you've got this stuff in place. You've got the integrity of your process. You've got strategies around every step throughout the process in terms of the micro commitments and the agreements and the value that they see that you're able to position. Next is being able to measure your progress and success. All right. I talked about it earlier when we looked at making sure that not all of your effort is on the front end, and how to make sure that you're looking at what aspect or what part of the process you need to, you know, change up, apply more strategy to, put different things in place, add more value to, whatever it might be. You can't do that if you're not measuring your progress and your success, if you're not looking at your numbers, if you're not able to work out. And I'll run through them again. How many leads? How many applications, right? If there's a next step, how many phone calls or consultations, how many shows based on people that didn't show but rescheduled, how many rescheduled out of the ones that did show, what was the conversion rate out of the rescheduled that did show, what's their conversion rate, right? It's like 6-7 numbers we're talking about here. I'm not asking you to do algebra or anything crazy, okay? But it is about taking stock, and it's about having something to measure, because then I can do something about it. I can ramp up my ad spend. I can look at my front end offer. I can make sure I've got integrity through every step. I can change the way my salespeople are doing things. I can provide different scripts. I can provide different forms of tangible value that might, you know, get people to take more action. I can look at how we're positioning our perceived value. I can look at how strong an agreement is being made by both parties throughout the buying process. Like, I can do something about it. I can also have a look at whether or not I'm able to automate or delegate more of this process for consistency. All right. Not just setting and forgetting. Then looking in 2 weeks' time, hey, why didn't I get a better conversion rate? Well, because you didn't do jack shit about measuring it. All right, and when you do that and you're able to break things down and focus on them and do something about it in a proactive way, that's where you separate yourself from your competition, because they're not looking here. I can promise you that. And they don't even know how most of the time. They don't know what to fix. They don't know what to focus on. They don't know why. And I know this because I end up on phone calls with them and I get emails and posts from them saying, hey, I can't work out why this isn't working. I'm not sure. I'm so frustrated. I'm spending all this money and I'm not getting a return. Right? Money is in the numbers, it's in the statistics, and it's in being able to measure my progress and my success and then to be able to act and do something about it. I hope you've got value from that. And look, if you're interested in seeing the process that we've set up, at least what I created for my fitness professional clients, and you want to get your hands on the script and just the map of the process I set out, feel free to send me a message, hit me up. I will consider sharing it with you. I say that with a big smile on my face. But as always, if there's anything that I can help you with, hit me up by email at adam@adammckenzie.net. Hit me up on Facebook. But otherwise, I hope you start to think about that. And if you're new to this whole world and you're setting up your program and you're looking at your sales process, don't be overwhelmed by this. The coolest part is that you're going to have this insight before you even set it up. So you can set up the integrity of your process from the very beginning. You don't need to go in and fix things. You can set it up to have these things included from day one, which, trust me, with a lot of businesses that I have to fix, okay, being able to start with a clean slate with the things that you know that you need to have in place that are in line with the way that you want to do things is far simpler. So you've got an advantage. So make sure you use it rather than being overwhelmed and not knowing where to start with it. Until next week, I will speak to you all soon.